Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have a cheeky drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. Did you miss us? On today's episode, we're talking about a day out in Peckham. We did this yesterday. We had a nice walk, we went to some nice breweries and some cool bars, and had a really tasty meal at Kokum, a new Indian restaurant where you can expect to pay about 50 quid a head. Hello, Louise.
Hey, Tom.
We've had a hiatus, haven't we? We were on holiday in sunny Spain, but we're back now and we've got drinks in our hands. Tell the audience what we're on.
Well, we actually picked these up yesterday in Peckham, didn't we? We've got some Brick Brew sour beers.
Yeah. Brick Brewery, they are known for their sours. Sours are a style of beer I got into, I think, a couple of years ago. I used to think they were disgusting, but I've started to appreciate them. My favourite one is the one from Brick Brewery, which is the cucumber and strawberry. And that's what we're sipping on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely my favourite. I tried out the plum and apricot yesterday, but it just wasn't as good as the strawberry and cucumber.
Do you generally like a sour?
I don't mind a sour beer. Like, I probably like a half a pint. I wouldn't really have any more than that. So I kind of like a bit of one if I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah. I think I'm the same. If I'm having lots of beers, I like having a sour option just to cut through kind of as a break. I don't think I could do a full day out just on sours. That would be quite a lot.
No, that'd be quite intense.
Anyway, Brick Brewery, we'll talk a bit more about that shortly. On with the show. So yeah, Louise, we were in Peckham yesterday, weren't we? And we've been wanting to go to Peckham for a while. We've always thought there's some cool places there. And you organised a bit of a day out for us, didn't you? You organised the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a few years since we've done a big day out in Peckham, like probably almost 4 or 5 years, would
it
be?
Really? I think surely we've been there. I've been there more recently than that.
That's probably how long it's been for me, actually.
And is that since we went to that South African restaurant?
Yeah, I think it probably has been. Kudu.
Yeah, and we liked that, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really good.
That was a long time ago now. Fair enough. Well, this isn't about Kudu. But anyway, we decided we were going to Peckham.
Yes.
And there's been a few places you wanted to go?
Yeah. So I've seen lots of stuff on Instagram about this bakery that's popped up called Eric's. It's by the same people who did Floor, which was in London Bridge, I think. And it's supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to have amazing sausage rolls, cinnamon buns, all these baked goods.
Ooh.
But
so we went there, didn't we, Louise?
Yes. We went lunchtime. I knew that could be ambitious, but I was like, look, I'm just going to start us there anyway and we'll just see what happens. But they had sold out of everything.
Yeah, and I think they do say they are open till they sell out. And we got there and they were sold out.
Yeah, we didn't know how quickly they would sell out, but we asked them and they said about 2 hours for their...
the best things, the seasonal items.
Yep. And then, you know, 3 hours for basically everything else.
Yeah, so they open at 9. We got there about 1:30. So yeah, we were an hour and a half late, really, weren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, there's queues out the door from 9 o'clock as well. So I'd say it's not something we're going to go... we're not going to go all the way there just for that bakery because it's an hour and a half journey for us to get there. But I think if you wanted to do a big day out in Peckham, you could get there bright and early and have a sausage roll.
Yeah, and if you live not too far away and Eric's has passed you by, then I think you should, yeah, try and go for it.
And let us know if the sausage rolls live up to the hype.
Yeah.
We were very excited and very disappointed.
Exactly. But yeah, anyway, we kind of started off that way. That's a bit more towards Dulwich.
Yeah.
And then
fancy Dulwich.
Very fancy. It was very beautiful streets.
Yeah.
And then we walked to Nunhead Cemetery because I'd heard about it. It was just kind of a beautiful cemetery, really overgrown, kind of foresty.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? It was very overgrown. Lots of higgledy-piggledy gravestones poking out of the ground at funny angles and lots of moss everywhere. But it was noticeable when we walked into the graveyard because it was just so green all around us. It felt like much fresher air, didn't it, than the normal London. It was nice to breathe in some filtered oxygen.
Yeah, exactly. It was so nice and fresh and just really peaceful with all the trees, and it was like blowing in the breeze. It was lovely. Lovely start to the day.
Yeah. It was nice. So we did that wonder, didn't we? And then we made our way back towards Peckham.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we first went to Brick Brewery,
which I've been to before. I love Brick Brewery. As I say, they've got really good sours. They're quite a famous brewery in London. And Yeah, they do. They do some food there as well, don't they? At the brewery.
Yeah, they had sort of tacos and burgers and sort of chips and stuff like that.
Yeah, we didn't really get anything because we were saving ourselves for our big meal later. But it's a brewery. It's in an archway. It has all the vibes of a brewery. It's not particularly fancy in there, but they do reasonably tasty food and lots of really good beer. And if you like your beers, it's a place you should hit up, I think.
Yeah, it's a good option for sure. But then we were going on to the wines. We went to Forza Wine, which is a rooftop wine bar.
Yeah, how did you know about this place?
I don't even know. I'd probably just seen about it on Instagram, really.
The source of all information in London.
Exactly.
How Instagram and Tips Over Tipples are here.
Yeah, exactly. But I've also read about it because if anyone's heard about going out in Peckham, you'll know about Frank's Cafe, which is a rooftop bar on top of the Bussey building, but it's only open during summer.
And it's really cool there, right? Lots of really good views and vibes. Always absolutely Sergio Ramos, though, isn't it?
So, so busy. It's a really cool view because you're Southeast London, you have this whole view of like the whole London skyline, kind of all the, you know, iconic buildings in it. So it's a really awesome view. But we couldn't actually go to Frank's Cafe. So we went to Forza Wine, where you have a really similar view anyway.
Yeah, it was incredible up there. And the good thing about Forza Wine is that it's got quite a large enclosed covered area with big windows. So you can still see the views, but it's warm, it's heated, and you're protected from the elements, which was quite useful yesterday as the hailstorm passed through as we were arriving. So it's got inside and outside areas, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's really nice. Really nicely done. We had one of the inside spots that has heating on it, so it was really toasty, but you had such a good view.
Yeah, and I really liked it in there. They had wines by the glass, by the bottle, and by the 500ml carafe. And they had some reasonably well-priced wines as well. By the glass, they had plenty of 7-pounders, which I guess sounds expensive, but that's pretty good for London now, I think. And we had a rosé. It was early in the day, and we fancied a cheeky rosé. What did you think of it?
I thought it was nice. Maybe it wasn't my favourite rosé, but it was pretty nice. It was easy drinking, fresh.
Yeah, and they do cocktails there, and they do small plates as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They've got some quite nice looking food, actually.
Yeah, we didn't eat anything there either, but the food that we saw go past looked nice. It's small plates vibes. It's wines. A lot of it is natural. It's very London, but it looked nice. And there was actually a hen's party in there as well, but they seem to have kind of their own cordoned off room, didn't they? Which was quite a cool idea. I think that'd be a good place for a private party. So
yeah, definitely cool idea.
There you go. There's a party tip for all of you listeners out there.
Yeah, and drinking outside would be really cool as long as, you know, it's London. As long as it's a nice day, hopefully it doesn't start raining on you.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as the rain stopped, everyone spilled out from inside, didn't they? And everyone was having drinks kind of outside along the edge. I thought it was a really cool place. I'd definitely be keen to go back.
Yeah, I'd definitely go back.
When we're willing to make the big journey down.
And then straight on to Cocum, which we read about recently, actually, in a Grace Dent review.
Yeah, in Grace We Trust. So yeah, this is a newish Indian place doing quite interesting food, isn't it?
I mean, to say at the top, I think everything was really delicious. There were some really interesting meals. We shared a lot. There was a group of four of us, so we shared loads of food, which was so good.
I think it was the perfect amount of people to go there, actually, because we got to share everything, but got a decent amount of everything. Something that I thought about the menu, I don't know if you'll agree, Louise, was that I liked that it had a good balance of kind of your classic dishes. It had lamb Rogan Josh, it had butter chicken, but then it had far more kind of interesting and, I don't know if experimental, but different dishes on there. For example, we had a beef curry, which obviously you don't get much beef in Indian cooking because cows are sacred in India. So it was interesting to try that. And yeah, I just like that balance. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Lots of like familiar dishes, which is nice. They had this whole tandoori section, which we didn't actually have, but it's nice that you've got kind of familiar things, but you've also got some quite new and interesting dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I have ever really gone for a curry and not felt like this, when you just continue to eat and you continue to plonk more rice on your plate and pour sauce on it and just eat till everything is gone and just feeling horrendously full afterwards. But it was just all so delicious, I couldn't really stop.
Yeah, exactly. So shall we start with the starters?
Yeah, let's do it. Talk through what we shared.
So we shared, for the starter, we had this smoked cashew nut and cheese samosa. And it came with this kind of chili berry sauce sort of thing.
Yeah, a compote.
Yeah.
It was, the samosa, it was nice. It was weird because it was really cheesy, wasn't it?
It had goat's cheese, so it was quite strongly goat's cheesy.
And the sauce was just so sweet that on its own, I thought it really was out of place on the plate. But I think with the cheese, it worked reasonably well.
Yeah, I think all together it was nice. Initially just having that sauce, I was like, oh my God.
It was so like a sweet.
Jam or something.
Yeah.
But no, I think it worked really well together.
That was yummy.
We also had a fish dish. It's called a fish koliwada.
Koliwada.
And it was kind of fried fish, essentially. It was quite different or interesting looking. You could look on our Instagram, because it was sort of black on the outside.
It had been burned.
Yeah. I don't know if there was maybe some kind of charcoal in the batter or I don't know how they did it, but it didn't taste burnt or anything like that.
Yeah, it was slightly pakora-ish. I really liked it. And then it had a couple of sauces with it, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a chili aioli, some sort of burnt lemon. Yeah, it was lots of nice sauces with it.
Yeah, that was absolutely delicious. And then we got the dahi puri. We got this on my request, and I saw the word puri, and in my youth, the curry house we used to go to back home, we'd get a prawn puri, which was my favourite dish, and it was a kind of a flatbread, like a paratha thing, with this onion, tomato, chili sauce and prawns on top. And it was just delicious. I loved it so much. And that's kind of what I was expecting here, just with no prawns, with dahi, whatever dahi is. But this was not that at all. This was kind of, we've had these before, right? It's a little small cup made out of some kind of edible pastry filled with yogurt and mint and a few sweet sauces, right? And it's really tasty. It's a real flavour explosion. You have to eat it in one, otherwise it all goes everywhere. Well, I do anyway. I think you actually tried to eat yours with a knife and fork, which was the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
I did eat it with a knife and fork. I thought it looked too big to have in one.
Well, I managed it, okay? But yeah, anyway, it was really nice, quite sweet, and I liked it. I think I was just a bit sad because it isn't what I had in my mind.
Yeah, that sounds very... What you described sounds really different to what we had.
Yeah.
Or what you expected, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought it was nice, but maybe a bit too sweet for me.
I agree. There was a bit too much
of the sweet sauces.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had that. And then what was the last thing we had?
Yeah, so for the starters, we rounded out with a ran uthapam. Sorry about the pronunciation. So it was a 12-hour cooked lamb with rice pancake and a coconut chutney.
Yeah, and this was nice, right? There was this rice pancake on the bottom with this slow-cooked, really tasty lamb dish on top. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it was really tasty.
The lamb was really soft. It was quite rich.
Yeah really and there was quite a lot of lamb as well, I remember.
Yeah, for sure. So those were our starters. And then we were moving on to the mains, as one usually does after starters. And our waitress, who was the most softly spoken waitress I have ever met. She was absolutely lovely, but it was very hard to hear. But what I did garner from what she was saying was that we needed to order basically four mains between us. So we did that, and we got two rices to share between the four of us and also a bread each. And we had a big discussion about what the best Indian bread is, didn't we, before we went in? Naan or roti?
Yeah.
And I think we actually forgot a contender. Paratha, and we had this big discussion about roti versus naan, and I'm really annoyed that I didn't say paratha's better than both. But anyway, I think it is. It's flakier, it's really buttery and oily. Oh, I love it. So we got one naan each and one roti each. Shall we start on those, just to talk through them? Because the naan was fine, nice, garlicky naan, my favourite. The roti was shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, the roti wasn't good. It was really different to a roti I've ever had before, because usually they are quite flaky as well, or have kind of layers and nice and light. It's definitely not as fluffy as a naan, so you don't have that same soaking up kind of thing. But this one was not flaky. It was a bit dry and maybe a bit overcooked.
Yeah, absolutely. It just wasn't particularly flavoursome. It was fine for mopping up sauce, but it wasn't that amazing. But I guess that was probably the only real negative of the entire meal.
I think so. I think the naan was good. It was
what one would want and expect from a garlic naan.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got two pilau rice. Not much to talk about. They were good. They were flavoursome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the curries. So the first curry we got was the lamb Rogan Josh. I love Rogan Josh's. It's often the curry I order when I order a curry. And it was no different here. It was really good, really tasty. I guess maybe I'd have liked a bit more lamb in it. I guess that might have been my only complaint to share between four. I got kind of two little bits of lamb each, but the sauce was really good and the lamb was really soft. It was tasty. So my one complaint is I wanted more.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very very rich, like very kind of intense flavor of curry, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
It was really nice, but I think it was, for me, it was good. I was sharing because it was just, very intense.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want that all to myself either. That's a good point.
And there was, probably could have been more meat. Having two little bits wasn't a huge amount, but I think the flavor was really nice. Like, it was a really good addition to have with you when you're sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so next up we had the short rib nihari, which was a sort of beef short rib. It had been cooked for ages, clearly, because the meat was really kind of falling apart.
Yeah, really falling apart. It was still on the bone, though, right?
Yeah, it was still on the bone. I haven't had this spice before. It's nihari spice mix, which upon Googling, is cardamom, cloves, and cinnamon, and a few kind of other spices, but it's that kind of like very warming kind of spices.
Yeah, and it was a warming dish, right? The full of the bone meat. It was quite a rich sauce.
Yeah, it was quite creamy.
Yeah, it was creamy. Really, really, really tasty. And as I said before, I was just really intrigued by this because I've just not really had an Indian beef curry before. So I was keen to try it. And it was really, really good. The next dish we got, this is one of the main recommendations from the restaurant. It's got a special little box around it on the menu. And this was the sea bass with dosa potato, white molly, mustard, and sambar dust. Now, this was, it was kind of a circle of this potato, this dosa potato that they cooked up, which was really lovely and spiced and delicious. And then a pan-fried piece of sea bass on top. And it obviously had got all these spices on it. The sea bass was cooked perfectly. This dish was just absolutely astonishingly good. I thought it was amazing. Sharing it between four was a little bit sad because I didn't get to have that much of it. I loved this.
Yeah, this dish was beautiful. The flavors were so nice. Like, it was quite subtle, but just so flavorsome. It was really different as well. Like, it definitely was indicative that this is more of a posh Indian restaurant.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I felt the same. I was really sad just having a small amount of it, but
I think it was my favorite dish of the night. It was really, really good. And then finally we got the paneer makhani.
Yes, that was tasty. That was a paneer curry. It was kind of tomatoey and creamy.
Yeah, this is again another curry, I guess, was more standard, like what ones we've had similar things to this before, but this was a very well executed version of it, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it wasn't kind of pushing the boat out, but it was a nice kind of creamy, tomatoey, paneer curry.
And that was all the food we had, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we were absolutely stuffed at the end of that.
So stuffed, yeah. We'd also had a cocktail each, hadn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the Murchi Margarita, which was tequila with cayenne pepper, kokum syrup, and lime. And it was tasty. A little bit spicy. I normally don't love a spicy drink, but this wasn't too much, so I thought it was really good. Our two friends, they both got the cardamom Negroni, queen seed Negroni it was called, and they both liked their Negronis. They both said they liked it. They said it was very cardamom-y, though.
Yeah, I had a sip of it. It was very cardamom-y, and it was also quite sweet for a Negroni.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if it was the cardamom syrup, maybe, that was added.
Okay, cool. And then you had quite a sweet drink as well, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had this Cosmo that had, it said it had kind of cayenne pepper infused in it, but I didn't really taste much of that. It was definitely sweeter than a typical Cosmo. It was nice, but it was probably a bit too sweet for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, all of their cocktails on the menu all have all those kind of twists, like it's a bit of chili or cardamom or that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then we had some beers after that, as one normally does with a curry. Well, I had a beer. Was I the only one who had a beer? Okay. I had a beer because it was a curry. I felt like I wanted one. that was the meal. The venue itself, I really liked it. I thought the table was a fun shape. I thought it was kind of this oval shape, and it was a nice big slab of marble. I thought it was nice. What did you think of the place?
I thought it was nice. I think maybe I had this expectation that it was going to feel slightly more fine dining or something.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I hadn't had thought like that.
Yeah. No, it was still really nice, but I think it was maybe a bit more like spacious and sort of bustling than I guess you'd expect from a fine dining, but maybe that's just because I don't know why I had this expectation going into it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah, it is a big place. There's a lot of tables.
But it's not like it's a bad thing or anything.
No. It's not really a fine dining place either, right? And even reflected in the price, £50 each or something.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But no, I do see what you mean. Well, it was good enough for Jorah Mormont, Louise, so...
Yeah, a bit of celeb spotting at Kokum.
Yeah, Jorah Mormont or Ian Glenn from Game of Thrones was there. So, yeah, it's good enough for him. It's good enough for me. And then apparently there was another celebrity there because our friend Andy said he'd seen another celebrity, but he didn't know their name or what they were in or where they were from, but they were definitely a celebrity.
Very helpful.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. So, yeah, we finished up there and then we actually went to one last place, didn't we? And this is a place that wasn't on the plan. We were just walking home basically and we went past this really cool looking bar and decided to go in, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we stumbled upon this place, which was really cool. It was called Funky Dory.
I think it's a good name.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it is a cocktail bar that plays lots of nice records.
Yeah.
It plays vinyl, basically. Yeah. Lots of nice records.
Lots of nice records. Yeah. It's quite a small cocktail bar, so yeah. We were quite lucky to get in. We managed to get into a table that had been booked an hour later, and we said we'd be quick. But then, kind of as we were there, we managed to shuffle around to different tables over time.
We were having such a good time, we wanted to have another drink, didn't we?
Yeah. And they've got a really good list of their kind of house cocktails, but they do, you know, any other classic cocktails as well.
Yeah. So I had an old-fashioned. I like an old-fashioned. And theirs was nice. It was a good one. Mm-hmm. So what did you have?
So I started on this oolong martini.
Oh, goodness, yes.
I thought I felt like in the mood for a martini. I don't have them that much, but, you know, maybe I was just wanting to be that.
They sound cool when you're ordering a martini.
But damn, yeah, it was strong. Yeah.
No one's cool when they're having to be, like, carried home, are they, Louise?
It was just so strong. It was pretty, it was arduous to get through.
Yeah, and our friend Maddie, she got a different martini as well. I think she struggled on it as well.
Yeah, that one was kind of interesting. It was sort of bourbon with olive brine.
Yeah, I liked that one more than yours.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had really nice cocktails there. It was a nice vibe. And what I liked about this place is I feel that a cocktail bar like that in East London would just be absolutely rammed the entire time. There's no way you could shuffle between tables. And I don't know if it's because Peckham's a little bit less busy like that. But I really liked that it was more easy to stay in there and find space. So anyway, yeah, I really liked that we managed to get there and stay there. So we had a couple of drinks there and then we went home. Anything else do you want to call out on Peckham? Good day all in all?
Yeah, it was a great day all in all. Loved all the places. It would have been really great if we'd been able to get some food at the bakery, but you know, we live and we learn.
Yep, exactly.
But no, it was a lovely day out. We went to some nice green spaces, got some nice drinks. I definitely recommend Kokum, and I definitely recommend it for a trip as well, even if you live a bit further away from it like us. Like, I definitely recommend making the trip for it. Thanks for listening, everyone. And yeah, sorry we left you waiting for a week.
Treat them mean, keep them keen, Louise, as they say. But no, thank you everyone for your patience with us. We're back and we're full steam ahead. Join us again next week when we're going to be talking about Mambo. This is a Malaysian restaurant in Clapton, which I've been trying to go to for ages and have really struggled to get a booking for. But we've got a booking, we're going to go, and we'll tell you all about it. It looks like it's going to be absolutely brilliant. I'm buzzing. Speak to you then. Thanks.